God's not dead. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. You don't feel that from a dead God. You feel that from a live God. And a Christian knows exactly what that song means. When you're in Christ, you feel that life in Jesus. Amen? So we're going to do communion right now. And just to remember that Jesus died for our sins. He died. He went to a grave. He rose again. He's at the right hand of the Father, forever interceding on our behalf. He's very much alive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as we come to this communion table, as we remember all that you've done for us, Jesus, how could we ever say thank you for dying for our sins? God, to express what we have in this freedom is hard to do in words. What we have in you, Jesus, is hard to explain. All we know that as we stepped into this life in faith, we receive that gift of salvation that only comes from your hand. And we are so blessed this morning. God, as we come to this table of remembrance, Lord, we honor you, Jesus. We praise you for dying upon that cross, taking the pain, taking the abuse, taking the whips, taking everything that you did for us. How can we understand that, Lord, that you did it for us? But all we know today is that, Lord, we are free. And we thank you, Lord. So as we celebrate today, as we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, let it be a meaningful, yes, meaningful, yes, time. And we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Would the board members come forward, please? By the way, we have gluten-free bread here.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood.
Praise God. What a delight to know Jesus. What a privilege. Aren't you honored today to be able to know the name above every other name, the name Jesus? It's so good to know him. Paul said, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Let's partake together. Praise God. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Such a wonderful Lord we serve, love, and walk with. God, every step, Lord, what an honor it is to come to this table and remember you and to rejoice that the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for us. Father, thank you for that great love that you loved us, that you sent your only begotten Son into this world to die for our sins. What a freedom we have. And we thank you, Lord. That's why we praise you this morning. That's why we lift up our hands and worship you in all we do. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, church. Happy New Year. It's amazing to be in the house of God. Are you happy to be in the house of God? Right? The Bible says it's better one day in the house of God than a thousand elsewhere. We just had a great time. I was in, and I just experienced that because I was in the prayer room only for 10 minutes, and the presence of God was so heavy that that verse came alive to me. It's better 10 minutes in the house of God than 100,000 hours elsewhere. Okay, so today I'm going to do things different. If you notice, that we just had two songs at the beginning, but I did that on purpose because we're going to enter into a worship service after. Okay, so after my sermon, which is going to be hopefully 20, 30 minutes, we're going to have a worship time. And I'm going to explain you why. Sometimes we get so distracted when we come to the house of God. Sometimes we just come with so much burden that we don't appreciate, we take for granted the worship. Okay, but as we worship, there's so many things happens, but we take it for granted. Can you open your Bible in Acts 16, and I believe this word is for somebody here in this house. I believe God is on attack to you today, and God has an amazing things for you today. So Acts 16, verse 25 to verse 28. So Heavenly Father, before we read your words, I pray that you bless your word today. I pray that you will breathe your word to your people today. to your church, oh God. I pray that there will be freedom in this house today, that there will be deliverance in this house today, that there will be healing in this house today. God, I pray that the anointing of you will come down and you will shake this place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I put my flesh away, oh God, and every word that will come out of my lips, my mouth, will be from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, and the church says, amen. So verse 25, Acts 16, I'm going to be reading from the NLT, the New Living Translation. It says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison's door wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he took the sword to kill himself, but Paul shouted to him, "Stop, don't kill yourself, we are all here." Then the 29 says, the jailer called for light and ran to the prison and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be safe? Sir, what must I do to be safe?" Now, Paul and Silas, they were in prison. Now, how did they get there? And you know the story. As Paul and Silas, and I believe Luke was there, he was the one writing the book, maybe the Bible says that they were going to the prayer meeting. As they were going to the prayer meeting, there was a lady, a woman, and she had an spirit that predicted the future, and she was making money to her masters. So one day Paul and Silas, they were walking to the prayer meeting, and this woman kept bothering them, or kept saying, "Listen to these men of God. They're servants of God, and they come to bring the message of salvation, the message how to be safe." So now, That was day after day, day after day, day after day, day after day. So one time Paul said, he got fed up in saying, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you and get out from here. In the name of Jesus, get out from here." And we see the power of the believer. But that's a different sermon. We see compassion, wisdom, and the authority of the believer when he says, "Get out from here." And the Bible says immediately the spirit got out. Now, the master, they got mad instead of, you know, being amazed and be happy. They got upset and they said, "No more money." So they were putting the money on top of God. So now they got really upset. They really got really upset, and they took Paul and Silas and they put it into the prison. So now that's where we pick up this verse when it says, verse 25, it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Now, my title of my sermon is this. You ready? Keep lifting up your hands. Keep lifting up your hands. So we go back to that verse. And around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. You have to know this. You have to know that they were stripped and severely beaten. They were beat up, these guys. The Bible says that they took him and they beat him up so bad. And then they put them in the inner part of the prison. They were clamped to their feet. They couldn't move. They couldn't move. And when I read this, they didn't try to get out from their problem, from that trial that they were going through. They didn't start calling for help to the government right there. They didn't try to deny to get out. And so many, and the Bible says when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow and don't try to get out of the problem. Now, there's so many people that they try to get out and they start taking maybe drugs. Hello? This is a time of these guys are going through a hard time. And sometimes people, they try to ease their problem trying to take drugs, alcohol. Have you seen people like that? Okay, now, it's not the case with these two brothers. It's not the case that they started to complain. Picture this, Church of God. They were sitting like this and they were clamped to their feet. And there was wounds all over their body. They were beat up. They were beat up. So instead of complaining, they do something amazing. They do something amazing. Now the Bible says this: the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Right? Now, but Jesus came to give you life, and where is life, there is joy. And where is joy, there will be songs and praises and worship in your lips. Now, but the devil will use circumstances, trials, sorrows, people to bring your hands down. Now, do you remember Job? Okay, so the Bible says he was rich. He has so many things. A lot of cows, a lot of sheep, camels. I mean, he had a donkeys. He was rich. And then the devil, one day he came and he said, you know what, God? Yes, of course. He doesn't deny your name. He's always worshiping you because he has everything. So now the devil comes and he says, you're going to see. As soon as I touch his material things, he's going to deny you. Because that's the purpose of the devil. To use circumstances to bring your hands down. Now, you know the story. You know the story because God says to Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He's the finest man in all the earth. He's blameless. A man of complete integrity. He fears God and he stays away from evil. And the devil said, you will see. Give me one chance and I prove you wrong. So day after day, problems came to his life. Problems came to his life. But look what he did. After that, Job stood up. And he tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. To worship. He didn't say, oh God, why? Why is this? Why is that? No, he just fell to the ground and he worshiped God. And he says, I came naked from my mother's womb and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I know today there's going to be deliverance. I know today there's going to be healing. Just wait until the end. The devil knows as long as you keep your hands up, there is victory in your life. He knows that. So he comes to Job, you know what? Bring your hands down. Job said, no, I'm going to keep my hands up. Because I know the victory will come. I know the victory will come. Psalm 134 says, lift up holy hands in prayer and praise the Lord. Another example was Absalom was chasing David. Do you remember that story? When his son wanted to take over the throne. But it's like that, the devil. You know, Jesus was supposed to come through the lineage of David. Now Absalom wants to take over. He wants to take over the promises of God. And the devil is like that. He wants to take over he wants to take away the promises of God in your life. But when Absalom was chasing David, he got to a point that he said, "I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer." Lifting up my hands to you in prayers. Even my son is after me. He wants to kill me, oh God. But you know what? As I go through this trial, I'm going to lift up my hands to you, oh Lord. I'm going to be lifting up my hands. I don't want to put my hands down. Because I know the victory comes from you. Do you remember the story? Lifting up your hands. Do you remember the story when Moses, when they were in the desert, and the Amalekites just came out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. And then Moses, he said, "I'm going to go to the hill. I'm going to lift up my hands. I'm going to lift up my hands. And as he lifted up his hands, the army of Israel was winning. But when his hands came down, they were losing the battle. That tells me, as long as you keep your hands up, you're going to be winning. As long as you keep your hands up, you are going to be winning. It says, after the victory, when they won the victory, they said this, "The Lord instructed Moses, write this down on the scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven." And that day, Moses, he built an altar. And he called, and he said, this is Yahweh Nissi, which means the Lord is my banner. Because when you lift up your hands, you are not doing the fighting. It's God who is doing the fighter for you. It's God who is doing the fighting for you. And you know what? Our banner is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in that day, the herald to David's throne will be our banner of salvation. It's Jesus who is our banner. Yahweh Nissi. And this is my question to you. And I know this sermon is for somebody in this place. How many times have we gone through trials? How many times have we gone through hard times? Maybe you are going through a hard time right now. Maybe you are going through hardships right now. And sometimes we feel so overwhelmed, so down, or even so distracted that you can't keep your hands up. And we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But we must remember the word of Jesus. "Have peace in me. Here on earth you will have so many trials and sorrow." Trials and sorrows are inevitable. You cannot avoid them. You can't. If you are a person that have no trials, no tribulation, I want to know the secret, because you can't. There's always something. There's always, these Paul and Silas, they were coming from a victory. Do you know what's to cast out a demon like that? In the name of Jesus, get out. So they're having the victory. That's a victory for me. I don't know about you, but that's a victory. So after that, the enemy just came out of nowhere. How many times you are going through victories and out of nowhere, hell's break loose in your life? Yes? No? But now, let me tell you this. In this life, we will face so many problems, but my problems, my trials, my sorrows, my tribulations, my struggles will not determine how much peace I will have or who I am or my future. And listen to this, my peace, my hope, and my future come from Jesus Christ. Because what he did at the cross when he defeated the power of sin and death, and he said, it is finished. So trials only will shape us. Trials only will shape us. Help us to become more like Christ. Because we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now, Paul says this. Paul says this, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say this again, rejoice. This is the word of Paul. Okay? But not because of your trials. You're rejoicing God because he has everything under control. So Paul and Silas decided to rejoice and lift up their hands. You see, Paul and Silas, they were beat up. And they say, you know what? I'm not letting this trial right now to overcome. I'm going to start rejoicing in my Lord. Bible says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hands, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your problems, anxiety on him because he cares about you. These men, Paul and Silas, they did what they preached. The Bible says they were sitting at midnight, they're there. They didn't start complaining. They didn't start cursing. They didn't start doing something really out of sense. Or they did. They started praising God. Now, this is my sermon. And I want you to understand, I don't know what happened to my PowerPoint. I put my USB in my pocket. I don't find it. They didn't find it, but I don't know what happened. But this is what I want you to get from this sermon. Because there's so many things that happens when we worship God. Okay? And I told the pastor, I've decided to do this service different. I'm going to have two songs in the beginning. So people don't feel awkward. They don't feel like off, like what's going on. So I decided to have two songs. But I decided the best for the end. Well, I'm not saying the two songs they were nice. They're not. I'm saying to worship God. I'm saying to worship, to come into that worship time. To know who are you worshiping to. Now, so let's go back to that verse, 25. So around midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying and singing hymns to God. So we spoke about how many times trials will come into our life. Okay, now what do we do when that happens to us? What do we do when we are so burned down? Okay, so we are going to do this. We're going to enter into a worship. Why? I'm going to give you three things. Three things that happens when we worship God. And like I said, they did what they preached. Okay, so now, the first thing that's going to happen when we worship God, when we are going through trials, the first thing that is going to happen, the atmosphere changes. The atmosphere changes. It says they were praying and they were singing hymns, and it says, and the other prisoners were listening. The first thing that happens, the atmosphere changes. That when it says the prisoners were listening, imagine if you are in a theater, you are looking to a play, and you are paying attention of what's happening on the theater or on that play. That's how they were listening. They were paying really attention of Paul and Silas. Now, why the atmosphere changes? Because you start influence others. Have you noticed, if you're going through a bad day and you get home, or let's say if I'm going through a hard day, I might get home and I start, oh, this is not good. Why? There's so much snow out there. I almost hit somebody. Oh, no. How do you think my wife is going to feel? She's going to start feeling aggravated. She's going to start feel annoying, upset. She's going to be discouraged. Right? Yes or no? Yes or no? Let's say if you are going through a hard time, or let's say if your supervisor comes, he had a bad day, and he comes, the atmosphere changes. The atmosphere changes. You don't want to be there. So if I get home after a hard work of day and I get home complaining, everything is going to change for the worse. I'm going to discourage everybody. Okay? So, but that's not the case of Paul. Paul now is singing, he's worshiping, and the other guys, they're listening. My friend, when you start complaining, nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody wants to hear you. Nobody wants to hear you. So now, the other ones, they started listening. The prisoners, they started listening and listening and listening. So you start influence others. Now, a second thing that I see in this atmosphere change, there's no place for negativity. There's no place for negativity when you start worshiping God. I was listening to a preacher. He says this. He said this. Listen to this. Speak what you speak. Speak what you expect. Know what you are experiencing. Talk about what God has done and the blessings that are coming. I'm going to say that one more time. Speak what you expect. Know what you are experiencing. Talk about what God has done and the blessings that are coming. I don't think Paul and Silas, they were saying, oh man, call Luke so he can start taking care of our wounds. Come on. I want to get out from this place. I don't think that was the case. You know what I think they were doing? They were saying this, we are persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. For I can do everything through Jesus Christ, who gave me the strength. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I think that was the praises of Paul and Silas. I think that was the prayer of those two guys. Now, there's no room for fear. No room for fear. And then you will experience God's peace. The Bible says, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace. Which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. There's no place for bitterness. There's no root of bitterness when you start worshiping God. Okay, so the first thing, the atmosphere changes. And that's what I see. The atmosphere changes. Okay, now the verse 26 says, suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundation. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The second thing that I see when you worship God through your trials, there's going to come deliverance. The chains are going to fall off. one of the first things the enemy does when we are facing hard times, are going through our trials, is to play with your mind, as our mind is where the battle is either won or lose. Do you know that your praise and worship is very powerful? And it's a weapon that can unlock doors, close doors, break chains, bring healing and deliverance, because it caused the enemy to back up and take his hands off you, your loved ones and community. My friend, there's deliverance. See, when they started worshiping God, the change fell off. It was so powerful. There was an earthquake. And I believe today, this morning, some chains are going to fall off. I believe there's going to be deliverance in this place today as we enter in worship. I believe God is going to talk to you today. I believe you're going to hear the voice of God to move, to do something. I believe it's going to give you peace today as we enter in this time of worship. There's power in worshiping. There's deliverance. I remember Amira, I think she said this so many times. My wife, she was going through a season that she had fear, was panicking attacks. But she, one day after prayer, one day she decided to worship. And she said it was gone. The chains were broken. Because that's what worship does to you. It breaks off the chains. Whatever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, if we keep reading, it says, the jailer woke up to see the prison's doorway open. Now, he assumed they were escaped. They escaped. They were gone. So, the guy says, the jailer comes to the inner part of the prison, and he says, "What's happening? What's happening?" And he takes the sword, and he was about to kill himself. But then Paul says, "Relax. Yes, we're here. We didn't try to run away. We are here." See, so far, nothing has changed. Like, they're in the same situation. They're still in prison. But he said, yeah, look, we're here. We are here. And then the jailer says, sir, what do I do to be safe? What do I must do to be safe? He says, believe in Jesus Christ and you will be safe. You, not just you, but your household. And that's what happened, because then everybody got baptized. Now, the third thing that is going to come, the first thing is the atmosphere changes. The second thing is deliverance. The third thing is going to come is salvation. When you worship God, salvation is going to come. It's going to show up. See, when and I ask myself this question, if I go through a hard time, what's my, the people around me are going to see me? Are they going to see me freaking out, or they're going to see me lifting up my hands? They're going to see me lifting up my hands. And this is my question. Are you lifting up your hands in your home? I'm lifting up my hands in my house. See, I mean, people are watching us. If your neighbor, your coworker, see you that you're going through a hard time, but you keep those hands up, they're going to see, I want that. I want what he has. I want what he has. It doesn't make sense as we go through a hard time. It doesn't make sense that you're keeping your hands up. But it makes sense, because now as I'm keeping my hands up, I'm telling the whole world that the problems became small and my God became greater. Amen. That's what you're telling everybody. I have a great God. Yes, I may go through this, but this problem is really tiny. But I have a great God. Okay? Remember when Paul was in that boat, and the storm came. He was going to Rome. The storm came, and they were freaking out. Everybody was terrified. And he said to the other guys, take courage. Nobody's going to perish. Because God told me, nobody's going to perish. Take courage. I believe he was praising God. I believe he was praying. I believe he was declaring the word of God. God, you told me that I'm supposed to be there, and you told me that. God, you said at the cross, it is finished. When you said it is finished. If I have to die, I die. Because if I die, the Bible says I'm present with you right now. But you have my life in your hands. My life is in your hands. Now, take courage. Now, this is my word to you today. The Bible says this, and I'm going to declare that to you, and you take it. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. That's what God is telling to Cornwall Church today. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulties, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. That's the word for Cornwall Pentecostal Church. God is telling you, I'm holding your hands. I'm walking with you. I'm carrying you today. Don't be afraid. Just lift up your hands. Keep lifting up your hands, that you have the victory, because I had the victory at the cross of Calvary. So now let's worship God. Let's worship God. Like I said, I did this on purpose. We're going to worship God for like 1 hour. But please worship God. Did you see the meaning? I took you to Paul and Silas. They were beat up. And I don't see anybody here with like such a beat up. You're still standing. They were not able to stand up. But they were using their mouth. They were using their heart. I don't see anybody with wounds like that physically. I'm talking about physically. Maybe you are so beat up in your spirit. But today, there's going to be deliverance. Today, that burning is going to come off. When you walk out, you won't be the same anymore. Let's keep lifting up our hands. As we enter into this worship time, please remember, God is good. God is good. God is good. And all the time, God is good. So the Bible says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. And that's what you're going to do today. With all your passion, all your heart, you're going to enter to the throne of God, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. My friend, the church is alive. You are alive. And I know the devil has tried so many times to bring your hands down. I know that. And if you come to me and talk to me about your problems, we're going to be here the whole day. If I talk to you about my problems, we're going to be here the whole day. The only thing I can tell you is that Jesus defeated Satan. And we are alive. And we are alive. So are you ready to worship God? Are you ready for those chains to break off? I'm going to invite the worship team. And as we enter to the worship time, you know what? Just praise God and worship God. lift up your hands, open up your mouth. You know what? I grew up in a church that we don't even have a keyboard, a piano, nothing. We just sing, I don't know how you, a cappella? That's all. No this, no that, no this. Where's the freedom? My friend, Jesus saved you. Jesus saved you. Jesus died for you. That's where I find my joy. That's why I rejoice. Because it's not me, it's what Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. So as you enter, yes, don't enter with complaints. Just say, God, I may be persecuted, but God, I know that I'm not forsaken. God, I may be cast down, but I know I'm not destroyed. And God, I know that no weapon will prosper against me.
Amen.
I know that. So will you worship God with all your heart this morning?
Yes.
Will you all your heart this morning? I know as we worship, I was praying, God, bring deliverance to your people.
Amen.
Bring vision.
Yes.
Bring visions.
Amen.
As you worship God, there's going to be something that's going to happen.
Yes.
You're going to have a vision. You're going to have a dream.
Yes.
And God is going to do it.
Yes.
And God is going to do it.
Yes.
I believe with all my heart, as you worshiping God, healing is going to start happening.
Amen.
As you worshiping God, deliverance is going to start happening.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So worship God today in this house. Worship God. Every word that you will see, make that a meaning into your life.
Amen.
Take every word into your heart.
Amen.
Take it all. Take everything. And you say, God, I'm coming empty. But I know as soon as I get out from this place, I'm going to be full of your glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. If you want to stand up, you want to run, you want to do anything, but do something, people of God.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Tore before you, silenced the bone. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your voices to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift up your highest praise to Him. He is the Most High. Hallelujah.
Shaken. All the
There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name.
Sing it one more time, but before that I'm gonna tell you this. In my distress I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Yes, the Lord is for me, he will help me. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is for us, oh God. My people, the Lord has given us the victory. So let's break every chain. Let the Lord break every chain in this house today. Let the Lord work in your life today. Sing this last song. Sing it, but with you mean it. Today, every chain is going to be broken. Every chain is going to be broken. I'm going to tell you this. I refuse to leave this place as I came. I refuse. I'm going to be different as I walk through those doors. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be closer to Jesus. So make that your desire. As you go out, you won't be the same as you came. In the name of Jesus, every chain has to break. Every chain has to be broken. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen, yes.
Lord, we trust you this morning, oh God. Bring healing, bring salvation, oh Lord. Every chain has to be broken in the name of Jesus, oh God. No weapon shall prosper against us, oh God. Oh, you have the victory, oh Lord. Oh, you have the victory, oh God. It is not my victory, but it's your victory, oh Lord. Oh God, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. How does this go, church? There is power. There is power. There is power. Where?
Every chain to be broken.
chains has to be broken, oh Lord. Oh Lord, those chains has to be broken in the name of Jesus. There's restoration today, oh God. There's restoration today. Healing in the name of Jesus. Enter to the presence of God with confidence, oh Lord. Oh, we bless you today, oh God. We bless you today, oh Lord. We bless you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up right now. In the name of Jesus, there's an army rising up. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, declare the word of God. Declare the word of God on your life. Declare the word of God in your life. God is good and His mercy endures forever. Declares the word of God in your life. Come on, church. Come on. Lift up the name of God. Come on. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Not in your name. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Chains have to be broken.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Hallelujah. We serve a great God.
Amen.
We serve a great God.
Amen.
Remember this. Keep lifting up your hands. Don't let the devil to bring your hands down. Because it's not about you. It's about what Jesus did at the cross. And sometimes we sing that song, "Let every chain to be broken." But you have to do your part. Just believe that God is gonna do it. Just believe that God is gonna save your family. Just believe that there's gonna be deliverance. Just believe that God is gonna use you today. But just believe. Thank you, Lord, because you are amazing. We praise you today, and we're going to praise you tomorrow, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just learned from Paul and Silas. as they were being persecuted, but that didn't stop them of worshiping you, O Lord, because we know how much power it is in worshiping your holy name. Oh God, we humble ourselves. Our problem becomes so tiny and you become so great. You are greater. You are greater than our problems, oh God. We trust in you. We believe that today every change is going to be broken. I believe that today every burden that we carry is going to be lifted up, oh God. God, we believe in healing in this place, oh Lord. We believe in healing, oh God. We believe in healing, oh Lord. Because I say so, it's because your word says so. And I want to believe 100% what your word says. I want to believe 100% what your word says. God, we are here and we belong to you. Even if the enemy comes and attacks us, oh Lord, but we know that we belong to you. And we are safer in your hands, oh Lord. We don't trust in the government, we pray for them. But our hands is not in the government. Our hands is in you, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church of Jesus says, amen. Amen. God bless you.